Hi everyone, my name is Xiang Zhao. I'm a third-year graduate student at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Today I'll be presenting our research in supporting undo and redo in scientific data analysis. This work is done in collaboration with Emory Booth from Harvard University, Yuri Brown, Lee Ostweil from University of Massachusetts Amherst, and Barb Lerner from Mount Holyoke College. The scientific data analysis has been, the scientific data usually will go through a series of very complex transformations. So for example, the raw data that coming out of the sensor network usually suffer from the sensor drift, in which case the calibration procedure is going to be applied onto this raw data. And after the calibration has been applied, the scientists will usually do some quality control procedures to flag for example, the outliers, the excessive rates of slopes, and things like that, and flag certain values as questionable or missing. And after that procedure has been done, the scientists will probably perform some model-based gap filling to fill the gaps or to fix the missing values, questionable values. So this kind of process can be expressed in this kind of flow graph, which we see from the raw data coming into the sensor calibration. The calibrated data will coming out of the sensor calibration procedure and get into the quality control step, and eventually we'll have gap fill data. But this is not all of the process. I mean, scientists usually they experiment with their data using different combinations of transformations. A very simple example, the scientists maybe want to, after they have applied model to a quality control data, and then after the further data, they have further information, they may want to reapply apply another model and what they could do. I mean, they wanted to revert back to the exact state where the they were about to apply the previous model, which is the calibrated data, and then to work on a model based on this new data. So what we wanted to, so basically these kind of undo and redo operations will happen quite often in scientific data analysis. So for example, these kind of, after scientists has applied a new model, it's not necessarily leading back to apply another model, but it may be leading back to apply a new, for example, quality control procedure, or even leading back, reverting to the sensor calibration procedure. So what the scientists may want to do is they might want to undo and redo part of the computations without starting from scratch. They want to be able to have this mechanism that supports them to modify their previous decisions without worrying about losing any data, without worrying about losing any intermediate computations. So I mean, this is sort of our goal, and we are trying to use ProgNOS to solve the problem. So we have developed a ProgNOS data structure called data derivation graph. On the left is flow graph for the process, and on the right is the data flow data derivation graph that we have developed. So we can see that the data derivation graph is basically a complete history of the process execution of the left process. It was generated automatically and records all step executions and data. And for example, in here, in the sensor calibration step, the input data is raw data and the output data is calibrated data. It's reflecting the data derivation graph as a sensor calibration circle, and then there is an edge pointing that to the raw data and the calibrated data pointing back to the sensor calibration circle. So similar, it's like that. The quality control takes into the calibrated data and output quality control data, and model-based gap filling data is produced from model-based gap filling procedure. So why we're doing this? I mean, because this problem structure has something we need. It can help us in trying to retrieve the previous execution state at any point in the history. So for example, while the scientists decide to reapply, to apply another model, the scientists want to go back to the previous state where he just finished applying the quality control procedure. So we will be able to retrieve this information from a problem's history, like for example, using this cut and get the previous values, the three data, raw data and calibrated data and the quality control data, this data set, and to reset our existing our current state with the retrieved state, and to drive the process going forward. So this is a sort of a simple example. Now we can see a real example how scientists might use this kind of mechanism to support. So the scenario is that the scientists decide to apply in our model. So for example, after the, so on the left is the DG diagram, just keep growing while the process is being executed. So here is already, there are three steps that's being executed, like apply calibration, apply QC, and apply model. And if the scientist decides to say, okay, I wanna reapply, apply another model, so I wanna revert back to the state where, before I was, so the scientist is going to throw an exception, which is closely related to, there is a background, there is a process definition there, it's a mechanism that is supported by this process definition, and then the scientist is able to trigger it somehow by throwing exception, it's represented here, and the trigger this kind of undo process, and our system is going to present the users with a visualization of a data direction graph. The scientist is able to pick any point he wants to revert to from DG, which is from the history. And so for example, the scientist picks the apply model point, the step in there. And the process will go forward and generate an automatically task. This was done automatically and retrieve the data that at that point the scientist reverted, appointed. So this model data, QC data, and calibrate data, they have their relationships with their previous data, like the QC data 1 is equal to QC data 0, and calibrate data 1 equal to calibrate data 0. So in this case, we will be able to retrieve the previous execution history and to and override the current state with this retrieved state. So in this case, the scientist is able to select new model, for example, and to reapply the model using the previous data, like the QC data, and to generate new model data. So what if the scientists, after this scientist has done some, this applied this model, and they find out that, no, there is something wrong with the quality control procedure, I might want to revert back further and to reapply another quality control procedure. So in this case, it's a similar situation. So our system will present the user with a visualization of that, and the scientists will trigger another kind of exception. It's an undo update QC exception. They're representing another kind of undo operate activity. The scientist is able to pick this apply model, and then they were able to retrieve the state from that point, that was an earlier point. And then we will be able to have the revert step coming out of the generates previous execution state and override the existing states with that. So for example, the calibrate data 2 is equal to the calibrate data 1. So in this case, we will be able to use the calibrate data 2 and apply it in the apply QC step, and then generate the QC data 3 and model data 4. So we'll be able to continue to apply new model like that. So in addition to this problem support, we also have a, remember I said there was a process that was running at the background of this this mechanism. So we have a detailed model of the process that using a language called Lugil. It's sort of like something on the right. I mean, so there is a rectangle saying there is a parent step and there are three different children steps. They're done sequentially. They're denoted by the arrow in the process data. And there are also data bindings in there, like input data is raw data calibration and the output data is calibrate data for the applied calibration step. It's more like a function. If you have the input data parameters and you have output parameters, then you can do some activities in it. So what the model is, I mean, it guides the scientists in undoing and redoing the previous executed work, and it allows for tracking and examining the history as the scientist executes it. The DDG data derivation graph is going to be generated automatically while the process is being executed. So by using this kind of process, we'll be able to identify previous executed step, and it invokes there's a revert step, which we've seen that before in the DDG, and we'll be able to restore the artifact values to previous executed step values. So we have a very There's the sort of limitation, I think. The scientist needs to design a process beforehand. They have to have a complete design process. They need to follow strictly. But I think that it's not that difficult as we thought. I mean, we have worked with our colleague in Harvard Forest and developed this kind of very large process. And this has been implemented as a command line tool, and we have been having several discussions about how to design this process. And I don't expect you to understand this whole lot of process, but it's just there. We can see there's a undo update model step that is there. This is a further elaborable, and we can see what happens while we execute undo update model step. So just as we've seen in the DDG, like we have a reverse step, and then we'll retrieve the execution state vector at the selected point from the history, and then we'll be able to update model and reapply the previous executed steps, and followed by an evaluation. There are also two kinds of update QC undo update model step. They represent the need that probably when you are undoing and redoing this sort of things, you can invoke any kind of undo request at any time, and they can be recursive. So they're you can do as many times as you want. So there are some related work. For the DDG part, we have there are promos visualization works, the promos map orbiter and some navigation models or scientific data promos. But the DDG takes advantage of BlueGeo, which is a process definition language and hierarchical structure. The difference of some previous mechanisms are for undoing is that our approach takes into account for both the control flow and data flows. So there was a paper Lehman proposed and the formal approach in undo operations there in programming languages, and he proposed to maintain a sort of undo list. List operations have been completed in a program to record a history. It's quite similar. And also there are undo in workflow management systems. We have seen the Kepler has these kind of mechanisms. Our approach is complementary and allows undoing work and trying to different strategy while the results are satisfactory. Our contributions. We were able to provide the ability to undo tasks while remembering the old artifacts and the consequences. We were able to modify a data processing step without losing the history. We were also able to automatically redo set-aside tasks that are consistent with the modifications. So there's some future work that I want to mention is that we probably wanted to build a nice user interface in browsing this and querying the CEG. The CEG is getting very, very large and very, very ugly when the process is being executed. We want to be able to detect conflicts and redo operations. I didn't talk much about that, but it's not that any state you will be able to revert back to. I mean, there are certain compatibility issues. If you want to revert back to any point in the history and then apply any kind of operations, this is going to cause some problems. We'll be still working on that. So that's my presentation. Thank you.